CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
I'm CBS Radio's The Sky.
And welcome back on the second half of the show. It is Fire It Up with CJ. We're joined by our guest, Madeline Gerwick, a business and economic astrologer. We're going to talk about the year 2014. Of course, make sure you find CJ over on Facebook, Fire It Up with CJ. Also over at fireitupwithcj.com, where you can subscribe to her email newsletters. Just right there on the homepage, you click the subscribe tab. This is Brandon filling in for Cassandra today. CJ, we'll send it back to you.
Thank you, Brandon. So welcome back to the Fired Up with CJ show. So I'm very excited to talk to Madeline Gerwick, who I've known for last couple of years and have really enjoyed her work, because she does a wonderful job of combining her studies economics with her studies in astrology, and she creates this fantastic newsletter and a book. And they both focus on looking at, well, the newsletter focuses on what's happening in the economy. I've been getting that for a while. And then the Good Timing Guide is a book that helps us kind of plan our business around astrological movements, with the idea that new projects have a birth date, and because they have a birth date, they also have an astrological reading. And so there are good times and not so good times to pursue new business opportunities. So we're going to be talking about both of those things in the next two segments. So welcome, Madeline.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, I was excited. I'm not excited. I'm kind of depressed. You have an interview with Dr. Pat that's on your website. Tell us your website again. It's
PolarisBusinessGuides.com, but actually, there's a faster one called askmadeline.com, askmadeline.com, and it will take you directly to PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Ah, okay, got it. And then and on your website, I saw that there was a link to your 2014 reading, of which you said pretty much the first half of the year is kind of not so great. it's not so great from what we're used to. So,
yes, from what we're used to, yes.
Yeah, I should say it that way. So.
Well, it's not so great for driving 90 miles an hour down the freeway and expecting to keep going at that pace 24 hours a day, kind of our cultural norm. The first 6 months of this year, we have, starting this Saturday, we have Venus retrograde, and then Mercury retrograde, and then Mars retrograde, and then Mercury retrograde. So we don't finish all these retrogrades until June 30th is the last day of them. So July 1st is our first day without all these retrogrades, and a retrograde is basically a time period when the planet is really upfront and personal, you know, for us. So it's a time period when, from a physical point of view, if you were in a car and you were in a fast car and you were passing a slow train, the train would look like it was going backwards. So that's the situation we have with our planet and the other planets that we're going to be looking at. And so when we have this situation, we end up going back and rethinking things related to that particular planet. So the first thing we start with is the Venus retrograde, where we're rethinking our relationships, our financial situations, and our values.
What
has value to us. So,
right.
So those are big kind of upfront and personal situations that we all will be rethinking beginning this Saturday, and that lasts through January 31st. And then about 5 or 6 days later, on February 6th, we start Mercury retrograde. So I think we actually will be rethinking our decisions, our choices that we make during this first Venus retrograde, during that Mercury retrograde, when we're normally rethinking and redoing and fixing and repairing and things
and
of
I
that
get,
nature.
I get Venus is about love and relationships and all that. What's Mercury typically about that we're revisiting? You said decisions,
Mercury,
but what's it?
Yeah, Mercury is related to communications, to travel, to all of our computers and electronic equipment, to, you know, your emails, your faxes, your,
right.
your iPods, your iPads, I mean, everything that's electronic like that. And so typically the universe is slowing us down at that point so that we can catch up. But see, because we're so intent on going 90 miles an hour forward, sometimes it takes a lot to slow us down. So we may have computers crash, or our cars may break down, or, you know, there's delays that we experience during that period. And ideally, if we were to slow down and actually schedule only 50% of what we would normally schedule, then we would have spaces in our schedule to fill in the crises that will pop up.
I see.
You're going to discover your mistakes during Mercury retrograde, and you need a little space in there to catch them up and fix them and all that sort of thing. And if you don't have the space, then you end up rescheduling things off of your schedule because these other things become more higher priority.
Right.
You see. And so if you would leave the spaces there for things to fall into, you would have a much easier Mercury retrograde.
I see. So, and that's probably true of the Venus retrograde, right? If we're going at 90 miles per hour and what we're asked to do is the universe is actually asking us to slow down so that
right.
we have
slow
time.
Slow down and reconsider our finances, our relationships, and frequently they're tied together and what we value. So we may be making choices about, are we going to spend money or time on X, or are we going to spend it on Y?
Right. And all those things take time, which if you're speeding 90 miles per hour, you're like, forget about it. But if you know that that's happening, right, you make time for that. All right, so what's Mars? Because you're saying in March 1st.
Mars is going to start March 1st. The first Mercury retrograde ends on February 28th. So the very next day, Mars goes retrograde. And that represents a time for us to do our strategic planning for the next 2 years. So now we think, oh, well, I'm not a business. I don't need to do any strategic planning.
Right.
But from a personal point of view, this is your opportunity to figure out what direction you're going for the next 2 years and how, you know, at least have a rough idea of what your first steps are for getting there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to know every step. You just need to figure out what direction you're going. And basically the question you're asking yourself is, what things do I do that bring me the most joy?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I do more of that?
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of a follow-on question is, you know, what things do I do that lower my energy or, you know, depress me or make me tired or angry or upset or whatever.
Right,
those
right.
are the things you want to give up. You want to find some way to delegate them to somebody else in some other manner and maybe trade jobs or something or change your job structure in some way.
Yeah.
So those are the things that you really want to work on. That's a very long retrograde. It lasts about 11 weeks until May 19th, I believe. And
right.
So March 1st to May 19th. So it's a pretty long retrograde, but it's really important.
Yeah.
And now we have people that try and introduce products during Mars retrograde or Venus retrograde, even Mercury retrograde, and they don't do well.
And what do you mean not do well?
Yeah, well, like 40 to 70% lower than their forecast.
Mm. And do they continue after that period? Because if it's based on their birthday.
They continue to do poorly. Yeah, they continue to do poorly, yeah. So that was the data that I collected when I was working in the corporate world.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what data? You collected what data?
I collected data on products that were introduced during Mars retrograde or Venus retrograde or Mercury retrograde.
Wow, and they had 40% less sales overall and continuously.
Than their forecast, yeah.
Wow.
And this was a company that was really big on marketing. They were the international world leader. So, you know, they were spending many thousands of dollars on every new product to figure out what was the market forecast. And so typically they came, you know, they were within probably 5 to 8% of where they normally, you know, they might be one way or the other, above or below their forecast. But, you know, when they would hit these periods where they would introduce it during one of the retrograde periods, then they would be, you know, 40 to 70% lower.
Okay, and then that's what we're going to be talking about the next segment. So you can find out more information about Madeline Gerwick at AskMadeline, MadeLine.com. And you can find out more about her good timing guide for 2014, which I think is going to be super critical for the reasons that we just mentioned. So next we're going to be talking about what do you do? Like, let's say you're planning on launching. What do you do? Or what should you expect? So folks, to get more shows like this, make sure to subscribe to us on www.firedupwithcj.com. We'll be right back.